Should we be quiet? We should be quiet, right?
What? I have on headphones.
I'm afraid of that guy. Okay. Womp up the jams. Womp it up. We here in Beacon's closet.
I cannot hear a thing you're saying. It is so quiet.
Shh. Will you please shut up?
If you want these microphones.
I do not want to anger this guy.
Hey, I stole these microphones off the back of a truck in Lower Manhattan, okay? I cannot hear you.
Okay.
You've got to project.
Okay, but that very, very angry man has told us multiple times we need to keep it down in here. Okay, also, why are there so many fake furs? It's like I'm covered in synthetic fur.
Oh, that one's real. That's vintage fox.
Go!
From, let's
see. This place
see,
is so
Surly 47. Made in 1947. This fox was probably killed year before in 1946.
Hey. We're spending one more night in this vintage clothing shop.
It's not up to you. It's up to
and
me
then we
when
are
we move.
Leaving.
We're going to probably be out of here within the hour. Let's be honest. Because once
Great.
This goes out on the BBC, that's it. Everybody can triangulate our location.
That asshole Barry to go fuck his own butthole.
He's been sheltering us here, okay? He's got a very high level of taste. And your Umbros are not cutting it, and they never have, okay?
Hey! Why are you being so bitchy? It's like he got you infected with
his bitch vaccine. You could take a couple style notes from Barry, okay?
Oh, really? You're the one in head-to-toe camo, okay?
Yeah, and it works on me, okay? What you've got,
it just doesn't work. Just play the fucking thing. Just play it.
Jesus Christ. Just project so I can actually hear you on the microphone.
Okay, Tim Gunn. Womp up the jams, the Big Apple jams. We in the Big Apple, bitches. Actually, we're in Brooklyn, which is its second ugly cousin. What's up? I'm trapped in this dressing room, and I think I got bed bugs last night, cuz I want to womp these fidget jams, get this fur off my butthole tonight.
Those furs have been keeping you warm. Is that true?
Yes. But I just smell like grandma, and I just want to get the fuck out of here. It's like old mothball shit.
We're going to get out of here.
I'm going to get a better attitude.
You better.
I miss Sicily. I miss the pasta. I miss the ocean.
We're in Brooklyn. It's basically Sicily. Okay.
It smells like garbage everywhere I go. There's hipsters with their fucking mom jeans. Is that a good look? Widens out your hips.
Okay. Again, takes one to know one. Okay.
Hey, will you two shut up? I was just about to sell some mom jeans, and then your big lad trap starts wagging it.
I'm sorry,
and
Barry.
Now she walked out, huffing all
Barry.
The way through her mask.
Barry, I'm so sorry.
God.
Barry, I'm sorry.
I should smother you in birth. I should just smother you
Barry,
in those
Barry, I promise.
Furs.
We'll be quiet.
Put her out
we'll
of her
quiet.
Misery.
I promise.
Hey, Bear.
Sorry, Barry.
Sorry about that. Can you want to turn up the Belle and Sebastian so that they can't hear us?
Yes. It doesn't matter right now. There's no one here. There's no one even here right now.
Well,
you're in the middle
happy.
Of a pandemic. You think people are like, oh, you know what I need is some 1940s garter belts. That's not what people are thinking about, Barry.
Those are 1930s garter belts, you dumb Philistine. You can tell by the, look at the stitching. Look at that stitching. This idiot comes in and says, my grandma died and her pantyhose are all in a big knot. And I unwind them. I see these gorgeous garter belts.
Barry!
I tell this son of a dun. I say, oh, this is trash. I won't take this at all. Why don't you just leave it here and I'll donate it? I said, I'd donate it. Now I'm flipping that around. I got it for $0. I'm selling it for $450.
Thank you, Barry.
That.
Thank you, Barry. Could you please, we're in the middle of a podcast, so
Where's
could you go
Lissler?
Man your
oh,
store?
Oh, my God. I didn't even see you in all that camouflage.
Yeah, I was hiding. I was hiding over here by the camos.
God, you've painted your face to look exactly
like
the
movie
pile of clothes
Copycat.
That you're
exactly.
sitting next to.
It's like the
Just like that.
Like the movie Copycat, where the man paints himself to look like the wallpaper. And
what happens in that movie?
Everybody,
he kills
everybody
somebody?
Dies. Yeah, Holly Hunter.
Why? Because that's the killer?
What's that Zach Braff movie?
Where he plays
like the wallpaper.
I thought you were talking about Zach Braff playing, but that's Zac Efron playing
Bad Grandpa?
You know, that hot killer. No, the hot killer that was killing
Ted
all those
Bundy.
Hot girls.
Bundy.
Yeah.
I love Ted Bundy. You know, he does not get enough credit these days.
Barry.
Good guy. Good guy. Barry, sweet looks.
Barry, you literally have the heart of stone. I swear to God, Barry, I have met a lot of bitchy people, but you take it to another level. I can't believe you two even know each other.
Who? Us?
Yeah, we know each other.
You met at community theater? Like, how would you ever be attracted to a man like this?
What do you mean? We're attracted on a soul level. We don't take any shit. And we didn't take it in the barn in Vermont when we were doing Brigadoon. And we don't take it now. Okay? And that translates to wherever we go.
Remember when we took that stage manager down, both emotionally and physically? Oh, she deserved it.
She deserved it.
God,
I'm about to retire. Please don't.
Get your cues right. Okay?
Exactly,
Clan McGuffey needs to come out half a second earlier. We're not going to make those harmonies.
You got to call it a little bit before it's supposed to happen. You can't just call it when it's meant happen, for God's sake. Got it.
Barry, I'm so sorry. Could I have a minute alone with Lissler? We'll call you back in if we need you, okay?
Good.
Can I just
actually,
have
someone's here. That looks like trash.
Hey, I don't like this attitude that's coming out of you in front of Barry.
What are you talking about?
Are you trying to impress him or something? Because this isn't the Listler I know and love. This is like a very bitchy, very judgmental.
If you say the word bitch one more time, I'm going to call the drag police and get you thrown out of here, okay?
I'm not talking about it because he's a gay man. I'm saying because he's a nasty piece of work. He's a little nasty, and that's exactly what you've been acting like.
This is who I am.
Talk about operating as your top soul level. This is like the bottom of the barrel.
Nah.
You might as well be one of those old threadbare piece of chinos.
Well, let's talk about what you do when he comes in here.
Vintage.
You're like, I'm sorry, Barry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you. Like, put on a pair of big girl jeans, you know? Stand up to
him. There's no jeans. There aren't any jeans in this shop that fit me because Barry said that women back then were much thinner and there aren't anything to accommodate my generous thighs.
We could patch two together like Buffalo Bill style.
And you guys are all, that reminds me of the movie Copycat. That reminds me of Silence of the Lambs. Oh, just because you know I can't handle that stuff? Why don't you just go be best friends with Barry?
Guess what?
Okay,
it has nothing to do with you, okay? We needed,
we needed
a spot to crash after our location was blown up in Sis. And now we're here in Brooklyn just for a little bit longer because you needed to get back the cans on your ears, hit those hot waves. You think people need to hear from you? Okay, and you're blowing up our
guess
spot.
What? I hear you guys at night, you know, sharing sherry in the vintage decanter he has. Mm-hmm. You think I'm sleeping, but I hear you guys. Okay, you know, laughing about the old times and that. It used to just be you and I on the run. You know, Thelma and Louise, they didn't. Pick up their gay friend along the
way. Yes, they did. He was Brad Pitt.
He wasn't gay.
And guess what? He almost tore them apart, too.
That's right. So learn a lesson from Thelma and Louise and let's get the fuck out of Beacon's closet. I don't like it in here.
We're here for another 40. I want you to get to know Barry. He's got a lot of good life lessons, okay? So I thought we could do a podcast where we feature him and you could ask him, you could do Spotlight on Barry. We could do Hot Topics. We could do Listler's Love Lockdown if we wanted, right? We could do What's Cheesing You, all the old classics.
You're obviously in love with Barry, so let's make this.
Oh, boy.
The Barry Show.
What I just did.
What did you do?
This dumbass comes in.
Oh my God.
She's thinking she's got a real nice pair of pants that she's going to sell me. Some real good Dolce & Gabbana.
Yeah.
Well, I look at it and I think, oh man, this is gorgeous. Yeah. So I take out this tiny piece of tape that I keep right behind the register. I slap it on the pants. It looks like a period stain. I say,
oh my God.
I can't take this. This has a period stain on it, you disgusting crow. And so she starts crying and I say, I'll donate it. She runs out. I get a free pair of Dolce & Gabbana pants. And
Barry!
What?
We are in the middle of a pandemic. People need money and you're stealing a pair of old Dolce & Gabbana jeans?
Yes, people need money. I need money because I have to feed you two. I got to keep you both in Sherry. You think that free antique decanters just come growing on trees?
Well, guess what? That old can of tuna that you tossed our way and a bunch of broken Ritz crackers, I don't think that's setting you back. And I'm starving. Can you please go and get us something? We gave you a coupon to Jersey Mike's. Will you please just go get me a tuna sandwich Mike's way?
No, I don't want to bring that smell into this establishment. It gets into everything. You can't get it out. That sub smell is deep inside of you. And I can smell it in both of you, and it's emanating into them.
How many
of those have you been in, for God's sake?
That's probably true. I mean, countless.
41?
Countless.
41.
Mm. 41.
Innumerable.
I miss it. I can't wait
to
get back
there. No way to tell exactly how many. Should we do hot topics?
Well, fine.
Barry, we had a proposition for you. Okay.
You had a proposition for Barry. But
I know what a consummate performer you are. I think your life is unbelievably fascinating from tip to tail. And I wanted to see if you wanted to join us, you know, obviously in between customers for, you know, an exploration of your life via a podcast. So we have a couple segments that we do.
Yes.
You okay, bud?
Are you crying, Barry?
Yes, I know. I no one ever is interested in me.
Are you having an orgasm or are you crying?
No,
I don't know what is happening right now, Barry.
I don't know either, but you aren't making it simple, are you? By just examining it and prodding it. I'm having an emotional experience and I'm going to explore that. I'm sorry if it's too much for you.
Wake me when you're done.
Shh. No one ever asked my opinion on anything.
God, not this again. What is this? Oh, you think you're filming something? There are no cameras here, Barry.
We are recording it, though, and you could hear the quiver in his voice. It's beautiful. He's deeply connected to his own emotions. You could take a lesson from that.
You can take a bitch slap is what you could
take,
Wrestler.
I can take a bitch slap?
Yeah, for being so rude to me.
Wow. I can't believe you just said that to her. Do you know what she has done?
Do you?
Do you know anything about her past?
No, she doesn't even know half of it.
I know she's been in 17 productions, community productions of Brigadoon. That's all I know. And a former sniper. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. What you don't know about her couldn't fit in the ocean. Okay.
No idea what that
means. Thank you, Barry. It means there's a lot.
It means there's a lot. God, this idiot. I mean, why haven't you smothered her? I have all these furs back here. We could do it. I wouldn't say anything. I'll get you a Jersey Mike's if you do that.
All right, let's dive into hot topics. Barry, this is the part of the show where we talk about...
What is this?
Where we talk about just kind of what's going on in our own lives, the latest, the greatest, okay? Mm. So anything, you know, I don't know, whatever's going on for you, okay?
Okay.
Well, I'll start.
Go.
This was, I believe, the first spring day in New York City. And something that I was noticing is that people are really bringing out their pandemic bodies onto the street. Mm. They're putting together mismatched outfits. You know, they're pulling out a clog from two seasons ago.
Yeah.
You know, they're A lot of people without bras on and tank tops that are too tight. And I got to tell you.
We do sell some bras here if they need it.
Those are old lady bras. People don't want used bras.
They do.
They're vintage. They're not used.
Barry, they're used. You got a bunch of old lady bras that you're trying to offload. If you really want to know what sells, it ain't that. And by the way, who the fuck is wearing furs these days? And they have their mink heads still on where they clamp on with their teeth? That's disturbing. What kind of hipster do you think is going to come in and go, ooh, do you have any vintage furs?
I don't know.
Oh, God. This doesn't usually happen until Spotlight on, Barry. Don't waste it.
I know. I'm going through some stuff because my shop was closed for a year. It was a year. It was a whole year. And it's just opened in the last week, and I've had you two here, and I'm trying to get back in the groove, and it's having a hard time.
Sure.
And you look at my hair; I have to wear this schmata on my head because what's under there is not for human consumption. It's crazy.
Did half of it fall out? What happened?
Some of it fell out. All of it, it turned not just gray, but sort of wiry,
like Cruella DeVille.
Yeah, it went rogue. It's doing its own... Anyway, you... I sell things. Oh God, my heart isn't in it anymore, is it?
Barry, did you spend the whole pandemic alone?
Yes.
You didn't see anybody?
I have an underlying condition.
What is it? Bitch? Disease?
Yes. Interior bitch.
What?
Interior bitching. I read it on the internet.
Barry, what? I don't know what kind of sites you're on, but I don't have a DSM, but I don't believe there is an interior bitching disorder. I really don't. IBD?
It is. Yes, IBD. It keeps me up at night. I just keep bitching inside of my head. I can't even sleep. And my little leg is always moving around.
That's restless leg syndrome. That's not interior bitching disorder.
They are related.
It's a symptom.
Jesus Christ.
It's a symptom of interior bitching disorder.
Exactly.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't, honestly, Barry, I didn't know you were struggling with them.
The only way I can deal with my disease, young person, the only way is by venting. By saying it to other people, for them to hear it. But instead, I come here and I get all of this backlog from this little Umbrose-clad urchin.
Grimace.
I need to unload.
I'm sorry,
okay?
Barry.
Plus, I don't have internet. I don't even know about Zoom or... I have internet because I did diagnose myself with IBD, but
it's dial-up. It's dial-up. You don't have it.
There's no microphone on my computer.
I like vintage. You're on the original PC. Listen, Barry, can I just say what? I didn't realize that this was a disorder that you were suffering from, and so I apologize for judging you so harshly. Listler, I just want to say... I meant every single word I said. You do need to look at the attitude you've been giving me, okay? But Barry, I apologize. Can we go on?
Sure.
So I just wanted to say I like what's happening on the streets of New York. I feel like I fit in great. Okay, go ahead. Listler or Barry, would you like to go next?
I'll go.
I noticed that today was the first day of spring in New York City, and... boy, everybody fucking annoys me out there. They really make me fucking mad.
Well, you know, we do have a segment called What's Cheesing You, Barry. You might want to save that kind of energy.
I think he's got a bunch of... don't worry.
I've got plenty cheesing me.
Okay, so I'm sorry. Everyone's fucking annoying you out on the streets? What is it exactly that's annoying you about
this is my hot topic.
Them?
People coming out. Looking at me with their eyes above their little masks. All like, I want to be on the street too. I deserve to be on the street. Get off of my street. I don't want to be on the street with other people. And then I also think, God, the connection that I have with these people. Like, we've all shared this together. Like, we didn't leave. We stayed. We stayed in New
York
State.
Wait, well, connect with that, Barry. That's what...
No,
that's
fuck that. No, gross.
I'm thinking I'd make a breakthrough. Ew. But this is... Barry, ew. How many therapists have you had in your... You know, what are you? You're 63?
I'm 62 and a half. How dare you? I've had exactly one therapist. We've been working together for 60 years.
I think you might need to switch it up. I really
She was my child therapist.
And then
that's why we can't do Zoom, because she doesn't understand computers.
I think there might
also
be time to
group.
Upgrade.
High risk group. She's 90.
Iris so. Group. She's 90 years old.
High
she's
risk
still your
group. But she's also named yes. Iris Group.
Her name is Iris Group. Yeah. I mean, I never call her Iris. I call her Dr. Group, of course. What am I? You know, I'm not
Oh,
forward.
You're really enjoying
fresh.
Yourself, aren't you, Listler? This is rich. This is rich. I'm so glad. You know what? I was thinking to myself, God, we removed the element of gutter balls. And I felt like you and I were on. It's just you and I against the world. But all we were waiting for was for a third to break us up.
This is
All
like,
right, Barry.
Thelma and Louise.
Barry, stay with me, okay? That's 5 minutes
okay.
ago. Listler, what's your hot topic?
Well, what I've noticed is that out on the streets, for instance, yesterday.
Still all have to do.
Yesterday, when I was working Meadowlands vaccine distribution, what I've noticed is.
Is that where you went for 12 hours?
Yeah, I was distributing vaccines into the arms of a bunch of New Jersey people. Anyway,
okay.
I've noticed that once people get the vaccine, they just don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck. And I
That's
saw
right.
two cars. It was a drive-through. They pulled mm-hmm. over after getting the vaccine. Two women, they jumped out, they lifted their tops and they swang their titties, like did nipple glides across each other and then just got back in the car. Like people are losing their
That's
minds.
New Jersey. That's New
oh,
okay.
Jersey
for you.
Is that, did that just New happen Jersey. Anywhere in New Jersey? I haven't spent a lot
That's
of time
right.
in New
That's
Jersey.
Not vaccine. That's not vaccine specific.
I thought it was specific to vaccine because they also did a thing where two cars pulled over and the dudes got out and they just peed at each other, but crossing streams. And one of them saying Springsteen.
That's how New Jersey people express affection to each other. What you explain. Yeah, you have to not take, you're looking at it from a lens of what normal people do, but people from New Jersey are animals.
Okay, got it.
You cannot take their clothes. You cannot take their clothes.
You cannot take. You're never going to find a real leather. You're never going to find good clean lines or an elegant look.
You have a lot of Jerseyites cross the bridge and tunnel to come over to Brooklyn. They got to go over two bridges to get to Brooklyn.
Yeah, they normally go to the Manhattan stores. Most people from New Jersey have never been to Brooklyn. They don't know it exists. It
That's
is
right.
their brigadoon, if you will.
Again. Not one person I know has seen the movie, seen the play, knows anything about it, and yet I have to hear about it every day of my life during this pandemic. I don't know why. Everyone has their comfort watch, I guess. Everybody has the place
I
they go.
I need you to learn
you guys,
more about, you know, the family. Fiona, I need you to learn more about Bonnie Doon. I mean, just get on board, okay?
Yeah, it's not some fly-by-night musical. It's not, you know, The Apple Tree. It's pretty good.
Although I love that.
The
passion.
Apple Tree.
Oh, I love The
oh,
Apple
so
Tree.
Good.
Oh, that one is
I
good.
Mean,
that one
And that's
good.
The original mm-hmm. Carol Burnett, you know, role.
How young were you guys when you were up in that Vermont barn?
I think we were, like, I was 18 to 23. You put you in your 30s.
A bit older than that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wait, this wasn't the summer that where everybody was doing it every which way and you were all living in a farmhouse mm-hmm. and everybody
oh,
was
yeah.
switching things. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. We okay. did switch. We did mm-hmm. things.
If I were
it's where I met August Wilson's father.
I was just about to say that. If I'm doing the math right,
yeah.
August Wilson's father, you would have known him, Barry, a very, very handsome gentleman with the voice of a smooth pour of cognac.
I know him.
Jazz singer, jazz musician.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow.
Oh, yeah. We knew each
Duncan
other.
Duncan Petway. No.
We knew it. Duncan Petway. Yeah, we knew each other. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. This is all making a lot more sense to me. Okay. All right. Well, I have so many images in my mind right now that I don't want to have.
That's on you. You're
welcome.
Can
I ask why it was all college kids and then you, Barry? You must have been at least in your late 30s, early 40s at that point.
Oh, well, I did barn theater I did barn theater last, you know, right before, up to the pandemic. I've been doing barn theater every summer.
Were you like their Mrs. Garrett? Were you there to take care of the kids? And instead you were putting things in every single hole
that's
you could
reductive.
Find?
That I was not the Mrs. Garrett.
More like the George Clooney.
I was the Joe.
Yeah, the Joe and the George Clooney mixed together.
I was a mixture of Joe and George Clooney with a rising Pippa.
Who's Pippa?
Oh, she came in the final seasons when Cloris Leachman replaced Charlotte Ray. You know, Charlotte Ray was in the original cast. She played Mammy Yoakum in Little Abner. Anyhow.
Oh, my God.
When I do barn theater, I am ageless. I think that's why maybe I've been so angry lately.
You haven't been able to.
You haven't had that
chance
outlet.
To perform.
Is that
People
why you wear so
me.
Much pancake makeup? On a day-to-day?
No, that is because I have bad skin, but thanks for pointing it out.
I'm not pointing it out, Barry. I'm just saying as someone who has suffered from, well, I would say adult acne, but I have no idea how old I am. I'm saying that what you're putting on your face, which looks like spackle, is that what it's called? When you have a hole in your wall and you need to patch it before you paint it? That's what it looks like you're putting on your face. It's got to be blocking those pores, right?
Well,
it's
got to
be blocking those pores.
But look. Do you see how I put this white dot on the inside of my eye?
Is that like a Kardashian technique?
That makes the eye look bigger.
Yep.
Makes the eye look bigger.
Well, but all I'm looking at is
row.
Okay, but I'm up close, and people are up close if you let them, Barry. Do you understand? You keep wanting people to be in the audience of your life, Barry. And again, you've cried 18 times. I'm not supposed to get you to cry until I do your spotlight
Dr.
on.
Dr. Group.
She's not here. She's probably in an assisted living home.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I thought you were Dr. Group. What the hell is happening to me? Oh, let
people
me tell you
People have
this
mistaken
fun story.
Me for a 90-year-old. Okay.
Buckle up.
This won't be fun. This will be the nastiest story that has ever been told.
No, it's sweet. It's heartwarming. This old woman comes in the other day. Oh. She tells me she says, my husband just died. I need to get rid of his suits. It's all I have left of him, but it's also the only thing he left me. Because you see, she was poor, but he had spent all his money on these Armani suits. So I see this 16 immaculate Armani suits. Oh. I say to this woman, we don't buy theory here. She says, what's theory? I said, theory, that's the brand of this. She said, I thought it was Armani. And I said, no.
Because her eyesight wasn't very good. She couldn't see the tag or the label.
No, I wouldn't give them back to her. I was just holding them in my arms. So she says,
too good.
Well, what am I supposed to do? And I said, not my problem. Do you want me to donate these? And she said, I guess. Do you know where a soup kitchen is? And I said, I don't remember what I said. It was something good. But then she left and I have 12 Armani suits.
That's a terrible story.
What
Barry,
happened to the other four? There were 16 to start.
Well, four of them were, four of them I'm selling. I myself have 12 Armani suits.
Good catch.
Barry. What Thank could you. You possibly need 12 Armani suits for? You don't have any friends. You didn't see one person during the pandemic. And certainly I don't think you're wearing those suits in the hot Vermont, the sticky Vermont summers.
Well, if you must know,
I don't know why I need them.
Why do I need them?
I don't understand.
Oh my God, that woman was hungry. She was actually hungry.
Yes, Barry. So do the right thing.
The right what?
The right thing. Next time an old okay, forget it. I don't know why I'm trying to make a breakthrough here. This is a wild ride.
So what's next? What else are you going to ask me? I've got more fun stories. Mm-hmm. There's this one.
No, God, no. What do you want to do next?
Anyway, long story short, I have the apartment now, and I don't know where she is.
I have the apartment now? You're like Ted Bundy. All right.
Oh, good guy. He does not get the credit he deserves.
Barry, there's somebody at the door. Did you hear the tinkle-tinkle of the door?
No. Oh, hello.
Hey.
What?
Listen. What? This guy is like a full-blown sociopath.
No.
You understand that, right?
Yes. No. What do you mean?
He's fleecing every old person in this neighborhood.
Yeah, but that's you know.
I think he just admitted to killing somebody for their apartment.
No, he just said, now I have the apartment.
Yeah, and who knows where she is?
Well, she...
Exactly.
She probably was so sad, she passed away.
Okay, warning bells are going off like gangbusters here, okay?
We're out of here.
You're too close to
like
it.
15 to 20, to be honest.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, who he was when he was in his early 40s and you were 18 is different than who he is
30s,
now. Do you know
40s,
what I'm saying?
30s, 18 to 23, okay? Let's not change the story here.
Okay.
What did you do to me? What did you do to me?
What?
I have to come back. I don't even know where it is. I have to find the cash box. I just agreed to pay money to this person.
Good. That's how business works, Barry. Good. We're making a breakthrough. Yes, Barry. Who are you selling? Who are you giving money to? Somebody in need?
I don't know. Some young woman. She's 22. She brought in some clothes.
Good. That's how business works. Go give her the money, Barry. Good job. Good job. We're rehabilitating you.
What did you do to me?
Oh, God. Barry, just do the right thing.
Hands off.
What?
Why are you trying to change him? This is who he is at his core.
He's a miserable
person.
He's
not miserable.
Don't you?
He's just got a lot of good stories. Okay?
Hey, didn't you tell me that you and I are like the Johnny Appleseed of this pandemic? We're spreading sunshine wherever we go.
Nope.
Let's give Barry a second chance.
That's not what Johnny Appleseed did. He spread seeds. Literally seeds. Sunshine doesn't come from...
Well, that's what fucking Barry did in that barn in Vermont, it sounds like, to all of you guys.
That's true. I do think... Well, everything was a little more fluid back then, let's be honest, you know?
Yeah, apparently. All right. Well, anyway, I think any kind of step forward for Barry is a good one.
Well, just don't.
Well, now I own this wedding dress.
Okay, great. Great.
She said she got divorced. So I just bought it from her.
Is that... There's some sort of a stain on the front of it. Can you get that out? It looks like...
No, I don't even... Plus, this dress is... It's synthetic fabrics.
Well, I don't think
is
you have to
David's
buy
this bridal?
Crap that comes...
Oh, God. It's not even David's bridal. It's Darren's bridal. Ew.
It's obviously from China. That's not good. Oh,
ooh,
God.
It's melted.
Barry.
It melted just from the heat of her underarms. Ew.
God.
Oh, well, this is filthy.
Hey, this is your first foray into being a nice person.
That's
you're going to win some, you're going to lose
That's
some,
it.
Okay?
He's going to end up losing everything if he does that.
Why did I do that? Why did I buy that? I don't even know why I bought that. You know what she said she wanted to use the money for?
What?
She's wanting to throw a rave. She wants to throw a rave.
Oh, well, no, that's a super spreader event.
Yeah, she said she's been doing it for... These are called her Rona waves, raves,
oh,
Rona raves.
No, Rona raves.
Yeah, Rona raves. She's been doing it through the whole
underground
pandemic.
System. Oh,
you gotta
God. I read a whole.
You gotta get
article about
rid of that.
That
dress. It might be covered in fomites.
Oh,
what's a fomite?
You're right.
Fomite are the surface particles that might give you Rona.
Oh God.
It's a
rare way to get it.
It's a vector.
But if she's
this is a vector.
Throwing Rona raves.
This dress is a vector.
So sorry, Barry. I think I see
normally
what you
I would
mean
burn
this,
it,
sir.
But I think it'll explode.
There are people who are so old and so set in their ways that it's like a Jenga puzzle. If you start pulling out pieces, the whole thing can come crashing down. Is that what you were telling me, Liz? Was that your message to me?
No, not that. Not exactly that. What are you?
Okay. You think I'm a Jenga? I'm not a Jenga.
I feel like, very honestly, you're a human Jenga because I'm trying to soften you, but I kind of feel like it might end up leading to a psychotic breakdown. So just keep being the same nasty person you've been for the past 62 and a half years. Okay? I won't try to change.
Because Jenga, you can take out the pieces in the middle without losing any stability. And you took out one piece and he's literally about to topple over like the Tower of Pisa.
I know. Did you say the Tower of Pizza?
Yes.
Because it's pizza.
I meant the Tower of Pizza. That was also something that happened at the vaccine site. A couple of cars pulled over.
Bunch of Jersey people.
Yeah, stacked up a Tower of Pizza, and then they did body slams into it and then used it as a slip and slide, ending up with pizza in their mouth.
That's not about the vaccine.
You cannot take their clothes. You cannot take their clothes.
No, they're covered in sauce. Most New Jersey people have at some point been covered from head to toe in marinara, and you can't get the smell out, and you certainly can't get the stains out. That's just part of being, you drive across that state line and you get just doused with marinara sauce.
Wow.
Anyway, God, that's making me really, I could really go for some mozzarella sticks.
You want to do what's cheese in you?
Let's do what's
cheese
in you.
Off the mozzarella sticks?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good segue. I want
So this is the part of the podcast where we just talk about what's upsetting us currently.
Yeah, it's something that's bothering us.
See if you can find something. It could be now. It could be then.
Yeah, it could be in the future. Something you're thinking might tease you.
What she said you?
Barry, it's okay. Barry, stay with me. Barry,
what she said
you? Barry, it's okay.
Barry, no, are you okay? I buried my head in this fomite dress. Oh, God.
Well, this could be your last day on Earth. Let's make it a good one. Barry, do you want to go first? What's cheesing you,
honey?
Can
you think of anything?
Somebody else go. I can't do it.
Okay. Liz, do you have something cheesing you? I know you were big on the Bitcoins last time.
Yeah. I mean, not big on the Bitcoins, right? Still, nobody has been able to explain it to me.
And I actually went to a computer center and I Googled it. And I, well, as you know, I can't read. So I asked someone to read it to me and I still can't understand what it is.
So we won't talk about that because we already did.
Fine.
Right?
Fine.
Okay. You know what? Lack of support for the arts. That's what's cheesing me right now. Okay?
Wow.
Just the absence of that outlet, that creative outlet in small communities, or, you know, the chance for mediocre artists to come together to do a mediocre production of something and maybe get a little side action, you know, that's taken a toll. There's, again, it's like what Barry said. If you don't let it out, if you don't vent it, it's going to build up and blow out your ass somehow. Okay. So we got to get these community theaters up and running so that...
Is this about, can I just clarify, is this about your sexual energy that you want to let out in a community theater setting, or is this about your artistic expression?
It's all tied together for me.
Okay.
It's all tied together. When you don't have that availability to go see mediocre theater productions, to be a part of to ask people that don't, this is not their wheelhouse, to make 82
these people have
costumes,
full-time jobs,
kilts, right?
Right.
Carts that will hold milk. Props
these
artists
should not have gone into the arts. They could not have gone into the arts. And yet this
but
is their
this
outlet.
This is their outlet that, because they in this world they believe that they could do it. And that's enough.
They had
and
only
like to get their fuck on.
And then they can go home and do the rest of their lives because they.
Did you just say get their fuck on, Barry?
Is that not the term anymore? Is that an old fashioned term?
I've never heard that term. I've never heard get your fuck on, but I'm going to start.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So that's your cheese. Let's see. What's cheesing me? I'm going to be honest with you. After our last podcast, in which I believe I ended it screaming that I had shaved my pubes to gutter balls. I was expecting something. I was expecting some word from him. I was even expecting that maybe this whole podcast that we were doing today, recording, was like, ooh, and you're going to have him call in, you know, or maybe he wrote you a letter and you were going to read it to me. I mean, in the movie version, you know, if this was Letters to Juliet, you know, that's what would have happened. Movie.
Good picture.
It's a great, great film. With Amanda Siegfried. She's never looked better.
Is that how you say it?
Is it?
Siegfried?
Siegfried and Roy? Which one of those got eaten by a panther?
Neither one.
One of them did.
I think they're both gone now.
Okay. Rest, R.I.P. At any rate.
You know, that summer. And here remember, though, the summer that Siegfried and Roy came.
Yes.
To do, oh, God, what was the production that they did?
Oh, they did.
My Fair Lady? Where one of them was Eliza Doolittle and the other one had to teach them how to speak?
No, that's ridiculous.
Okay.
What? That makes no sense whatsoever. They did Mary Poppins.
Yes. Where
the tigers were the children and Siegfried was a Mary Poppins and Roy was the umbrella.
That sounds very, very unsafe.
I played the old sea captain of the home next door that kept time by shooting off a cannon.
That makes sense.
And I played the birds.
The birds?
The ones that
she sings with outside the window?
No, not the... No, oh, the birds.
Oh,
not from Spoonful of Sugar.
Oh, not the Mary sings with...
The woman outside the bank.
The woman.
The sad woman.
Exactly.
Oh, Feed the Birds.
Remember you sang that song last episode, Feed, but except you changed it to Feed the Dongs.
To Dongs. Yes. Feed the Dongs, which it sounds like Barry's been living his whole life. So,
I won't apologize for it either.
Okay.
Oh, I thought of something that cheeses me off.
What? I'm surprised it took you this long.
Were you done, Marissa?
Oh, sorry.
What did I say? I don't even remember. Did I get to a cheese?
Oh, something about you didn't get a letter from your...
That's right. I didn't get a letter.
Boyfriend.
And that pisses me off. And you know what? It's because I embarrassed myself. I took a risk to be vulnerable, which you say to do. And look what it's brought me. Nothing but embarrassment.
You weren't vulnerable.
I'm sure everyone else
That's not what being vulnerable is. That's repeating old dumb patterns.
I just thought...
That was a real Dr. Group truth bomb.
That really was. I take that. I'm going to take that criticism. Thank you. It's a constructive criticism.
Okay. Go ahead,
just
Barry.
Understand, I'm not going to end the podcast making a pathetic call like I did last time. You know, I'm not going to tell him that I'm in New York and, you know, I'm on the corner of 6th and Broad and that, you know, if he were to try and contact me through the landline at Beacon's Closet that, you know, I wouldn't pick up. So don't try, because I'm not here, and I'm certainly not going to pick it up.
It's not ringing. Were you hoping it would ring? Because it's not ringing.
Well, maybe you should check the cord and make sure it's plugged
in. Only if he's listened to BBC's Woman's Hour, which is the feed that this podcast is going out on live right now.
We're still on them?
Yes.
Because they were really pissed about that. Really pissed.
They're all right. It's okay. We're just taking it over like once every couple weeks.
All right. If you're not worried about the Brits, then I'm not.
Bah.
All right, Barry, what were you going to say? You were cheesed about something?
Oh, yeah. I saw this video. It was a video about a seal. And they found the seal in Ireland. And the seal was meant to be in Antarctica or the Arctic. Mm. And they named it Cloudberry. And then Cloudberry, they got it all fat because it needed to get fat because it needed to be warm in the water because it was going up to the Arctic. You know
what
I mean?
That's a very sweet story, sure.
And so they give it all this food and the little seal just gets real fat and it gets real cute and it looks like it has little cute eyeballs sticking out of this big old fat body, right?
Sure. They look like little puppies.
Yeah. And they said, oh, she's so demanding. We call her Princess Cloudberry. And it was really... Really?
What?
So it beautiful.
It sounds like it was
because
touching.
Then they let her go and she swam into the ocean. And then she got out into the middle of the ocean.
She turned back with her little face and she blinked, and I swear to God, she blinked, thank you. And I don't know how that happens. I don't know if that can happen, but it did happen. And something about that.
That didn't anger you. It makes you feel happy, a version of happy and sad. That doesn't seem like anger to me. Underneath that, there's deep sadness.
What'd you do to me? What'd you do to me?
You came this way, Barry. You've been crying. No, I didn't. You are
Dr.
a broken
Group
person.
Hasn't made, I haven't cried ever.
Does Dr. Group even know where
what
she
is?
She's 90 years old.
What's coming out of my eyes? Does water come out of your eyes when you cry? What's happening?
Listen, I can't with this. This is above my pay grade, quite frankly. Why did I get involved in this?
Because he's hosting us. We're living here for now.
I paid that woman $3,000 for that dress. She said I only paid $60 for it. I don't know why I was thinking. I think I funded a rave.
Lister, what do we do? We got to put Humpty Dumpty back together again because we can't
That's
leave
on
him
you.
Like this.
That's on you. You're the
no,
one who
Lister,
tore him asunder. You got him.
Well, but make him bitchy again.
Get him back on
do
the
something
bitch
to
train.
Make him bitchy again.
Got to get him back on.
I think it's sweet, the love that you two have for each other.
No, you don't, Barry.
I would
don't.
Listen to it on BBC Women. I would.
No, Barry, you don't like me. Barry, look
hey,
at my
opera. Any clothes you want, whatever you want.
No.
You can't.
Barry, look at this fat, roll that's coming out of this, over this umbro.
Oh,
this
it reminds me of Princess Cloudberry.
No, Barry.
You know what? Here, take $100. Go fill your fucking face with subs. I don't care.
Barry,
do it.
Please. God, listen.
What have you done?
We gotta get the fuck out of here.
We're not going anywhere till you put Barry back together. Okay?
I can't.
He won't survive these New York City streets. He's got to have that hard bitch edge.
Spotlight On is about breaking somebody down, not building them
back
up.
Well, you did the opposite early, and now you got to do it the other way. You got to rebuild him. Okay? Rebuild him back up. That's what you got to do.
Barry?
It's all so beautiful.
No,
world
Barry.
Is so
it's
beautiful.
Not. Barry, it's not. People do
we're
not love
connected.
Each other or help each
connected.
Other. No,
Let's
we're not,
hug.
Barry.
Let's hug. We finally can.
Barry, listen. Take me back, Barry, to the first moment that you realized that you were alone in the world and that everybody was against you.
Well, I remember when I had my third birthday and I said, where's Mama? And they said, she ain't here no more. And Dr. Group said, tell me, how does it feel to be rejected?
And you were said, already in therapy? Was Dr. Group living in your house?
Oh, my mom gave me to Dr. Group, yeah.
Oh, wow. Were you an experiment? Like a Hannah-style experiment? Were
right,
you supposed
like when they
to,
raise like a monkey with like a wire monkey mother?
Instead of like a see. Sniper, they were trying to raise the ultimate Brooklyn bitch?
Bitch? Are you the ultimate Brooklyn bitch?
Of course I am. I own a Beacon's Closet, for fuck's sake. I am the ultimate Brooklyn bitch, and I am that way because I was made that way.
That's right.
And if you all think you're going to change me
there
right now, you've got another fucking thing coming, you dumb
go.
Little claws. I
That's
will
right.
rip you to shreds, and you'll
yes.
love every second
yes,
of it.
Yes, Barry. Yes. Yes. Barry, this is your superpower, right? The Hulk. He doesn't want to not be the Hulk. Then he'd just be stuck in that dumb little weak body, right?
Yeah.
Embrace it, Barry. You're a nasty little bitch.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm a bitchy customer service representative.
That's
in New York
right.
City, the capital of bitchy customer New York service representatives. If you want to come to me and expect any bit of warmth, you're in a wrong place.
That's right, Barry. All right. We're back. We're back.
Dingle, dingle. Oh, I heard somebody.
Yeah, I'm going to be right back.
Okay, this is tenuous at best. You got to cement it in.
Okay.
Because
okay.
we cannot leave. We're really, I packed the bags. We're on our way to our next location.
Hey, don't bring those fucking furs with us. I don't want that shit. Please take those mink furs out of your bag.
The cats have mated with them. We have to bring them now.
Okay, fine.
We have to bring them. They think they're part of the...
All right, well, we got to say goodbye to him, I guess. I don't want him to break down again.
No, but
if you've got to
cement it in, okay? Get him bitching at you.
I'm in a conundrum.
Uh-huh.
What is it, Barry?
The woman outside, she...
Yeah.
Now, normally I would just say, get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Who the hell do you think you are? And then I would just snatch the clothes out of her bag while she
turned
around.
That sounds good. Sure. That sounds good.
But I can't do it for some reason.
Why not, Barry?
Because... She has a big load of saline. Now, normally that sells pretty well. That turns over pretty well.
Yeah,
but only if you get it on a bottom, you know, bucket rate.
Right.
And she told me just now that she lost her job.
Who cares?
I think I do.
No, Barry! No! Barry! You look at me. Yeah. You gotta get that saline and you gotta get it in.
Return
rock
to the source,
prices.
Barry.
Remember to the summers in
the barn where you took no shit. You stood in those wings
and
you
prisoners.
Tenor, harmony, and you tore that stage manager a new open asshole and also had your way with so many co-eds. Find it.
Just like every 100 years, Brigadoon comes around. So can I say, my bitchiness will spring forth.
That's right.
An island of anger.
This is not a
just
good musical.
Like everyone else should know. I deserve to be the bitch I am. I don't care you didn't get a job. Go suck on it, lady. Those salines is mine.
That's
get
right,
the hell out of here, you dumbass.
All right, we got to get the fuck out of here. Liz, let's
just
go.
Just one more Brigadoon song. Just one
no,
more.
No, please. This is a bad
no,
musical.
No, it's not. Are you kidding me? Listen to the dulcet tones.
Look at me. Listler, look at me. We are 5 seconds away from Barry melting down again, and I cannot stand it. Please turn this fucking music off. What can you? What is this, a record? Can
Lassie
you please get this?
Everyone also try to be merry before 55.
Oh, this music feeds my anger.
You know what? I'm going to be at the Jersey Mike's around the corner. When you're ready, come find me, please.
Give me back that money.
I hold a dream.
Bye, Barry!
Goodbye, Leslie. We'll always have Brigadoon!
This has been a presentation of the BBC Women's Hour.